Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night. It's been a long week for me. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on this August 22nd, coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper. Now, I know a lot of you, thank goodness, are subscribers to American Free Press, but if you're not, you should be. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. I am pleased to tell you that on page 19 of this week's issue of American Free Press, which is back from the printer a little bit earlier than usual, there's a very interesting article on page 19. It says there's a growing national, actually international, broadcast network that features a wide-ranging array of talk show forums that aren't afraid to speak about controversial subjects. And then it goes on to talk about the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN was founded by John Stadtmiller, a freedom movement veteran with much broadcasting experience. It tells when John's program can be heard. RBN provides a much-needed alternative to the propaganda and packaged news of the big networks and is distinct from many so-called alternative broadcast outlets in that RBN's hosts are more receptive to wide-ranging discussion about quote-unquote controversial subjects that are ignored, even suppressed, that are ignored or even suppressed by even some self-styled independent voices in the media. RBN also invites callers to phone in and make their voices heard. And it goes on to describe the fact that Mark Glenn, Mark Anderson, and yours truly, Michael Collins Piper, are also among the hosts in this network, along with Mark Dankoff and Rick Adams and Jack McLam, among many, many others. Well, the reason why I read you this, folks, is because if you are a subscriber to American Free Press and you get this issue in the mail, all you need to do, you don't have to write your friends a big long letter talking about how great RBN is, especially those friends that don't right now have the internet, or people that you can't contact because perhaps you don't have access to the internet. You can clip this article out and photocopy it and put it in the mail. Send it to people. Just one way to get the word out about RBN. And, of course, every week, the spotlight, American Free Press features an advertisement for RBN and its schedule. This issue of American Free Press is a great issue. Mark Anderson has a story about a school district in Texas that are allowing teachers to bring guns to school. And Mark Glenn has a story about the SS Liberty, not the USS Liberty, but it's a ship named for the USS Liberty, the new ship, the SS Liberty. It's setting sail to Gaza, bearing humanitarian supplies. Mark Glenn and Phil Turney interviewed some of the people associated with this project some weeks ago. This is a good issue of American Free Press. This stuff about the conflict in Russia. More on John McCain and Barack Obama, where they come together. And, folks, I want to tell you, a great, great special eight-page pullout, September 11th, 2001, the 9/11 terror tragedy 7 years later, an AFP special anniversary report, eight full pages. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. First headline says, Israel's role in 9/11 attacks explored. AFP is hitting it right up front, folks. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org. I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm looking at the latest issue of American Free Press, dated September 1st, and there is a special 8-page supplement in American Free Press, and unless I'm mistaken, every single article in this special report was written by Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani, former hosts of Wing TV, and they still do have the Wing TV website at wingtv.net. And the lead article by Victor Thorne, yes, I've heard the story. His real name is Scott Makufka, M-A-K-U-F-K-A. That's not news to me. Known that for a long, long time, and Victor's never denied it. The first article by Victor Thorne is entitled Israel's Role in 9-1-1 Attacks Explored. Another lead article by Victor Thorne, The Ultimate Plan Behind the Attacks, Global Police State. It goes on and on, folks. Lots of great work here. Lots of great work. Some things that I had never even heard before, hearing that I was hearing for the first time. And so I'm telling you, it's in this issue of American Free Press. Well, you can get a copy of this issue of American Free Press if you want to call American Free Press at 888 699 News, 888-699-NEWS. But I would strongly suggest you subscribe so that you don't miss even a single thing. Also, this week in American Free Press, a review of David Irving's new book, Banged Up, which is subtitled, What I Went Through and Thought as a Political Prisoner in Austria. Now, David's book is on the internet at fpp.co.uk. fpp.co.uk. Well, Reg Calvert and Pete Papaheracles have written a very interesting review of the book for AFP. Now, you know, I know a lot of you agree that David Irving is a Zionist agent because Eric Hufschmidt said he is. I don't believe it, frankly. I don't think that David Irving deliberately went to jail for a year in Austria simply to, I'm not quite sure what it is that this limp-wristed little lunatic out in California claims about David Irving, but a little interesting point in the review, which just goes to show you what you can be arrested for, what you can be jailed for, what you can be fined for. In a 1990 lecture in Germany, Irving told his audience that there was a certain building in Poland that was often described as a wartime building that was not actually built until after the war. Well, David Irving was fined 30,000 Deutsche Marks in January 1933 for saying this and was banned permanently from setting foot on German soil. Yet, in January 1995, the Polish government finally admitted officially that this building was, in fact, built 3 years after World War II ended. Well, truth is no defense in Austria or Germany, and that's why David Irving went to jail, as have many other good people, none of whom are Zionist agents, as Eric Hufschmidt and his pal, Christopher Berlin, would say. It's kind of interesting. David Irving was arrested in Austria in November 2005 for something that he had done 16 years earlier, statements he had made 16 years earlier that upset the Jewish community and the thought police, because David Irving has questioned official details about the Holocaust, and yet so many people here in this country are constantly crying and moaning and complaining about the suppression of freedom of speech in Muslim countries and in dictatorships around the world, but no one seems to complain about the suppression of freedom of speech for people like David Irving, Ernst Zundel, Guillermo Rudolph. The list of people goes on and on. It's funny. It's very interesting here. David's lecture in 2005, which he never got a chance to give, because he was arrested by the Austrian police and thrown into prison, was to deal with the 1944 financial bargaining between Adolf Eichmann, a Nazi leader, and the leader of the Hungarian Jewish community, Joel Brand, B-R-A-N-D, same name as Helya Brand-Kaskel, the wife of Eric Hufschmidt's partner in crime, Christopher Berlin. Yes, folks, there is no truth. Truth is no defense in these countries where Orwell's 1984 is alive and well. And I remind you, folks, that I talked about on this program, I do believe, last night or the night before, about the fact that the thought police are very active here in America today. They want to impose the same kind of laws, the same kind of restrictions, the same kind of penalties on people who question various aspects of the power and influence of those who reign supreme. Well, a lot of people would like to change this system here in this country, and this week, Vince Ryan has a column in American Free Press in which he says voting your conscience is not wasting your vote. And in his column, Mr. Ryan has reproduced a letter to the editor from a Mrs. Arden Druce, who is a new subscriber to American Free Press. And Mrs. Druce is endorsing the Constitution Party candidate, Chuck Baldwin. She says Chuck Baldwin is probably the best choice of candidates Americans have had for 100 years. He sees the real issues. He knows that preserving America's sovereignty must be our number one priority. Without sovereignty, we have nothing. She goes on to cite his positions on other issues. Then she goes on to say, a third party can win if people vote their conscience. In some states, Chuck Baldwin's name will be on the ballot. In other states, voters will have to write in his name. Of course, she notes in her letter that you can find more about the campaign of Chuck Baldwin at ChuckBaldwinLive.com. ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Yeah, the truth is that American Free Press is a newspaper that every patriot needs in their home. Always a lot of good information in American Free Press. Well, the presidential campaign is heating up. It looks as though Barack Obama is going to be naming his running mate, I guess, tomorrow. If he does pick Hillary Clinton, I can't see how he would, but he may well. If he does pick Hillary Clinton, he's going to be in for a roller coaster ride, that's for sure. If he doesn't, he's going to be in for a roller coaster ride. Either way, I don't envy Barack Obama. It's going to be interesting to see, ladies and gentlemen, what does or does not happen. And I'm still wondering, folks, even at this late hour, if Hillary Clinton doesn't have something up her sleeve that could disrupt Barack Obama's grand march for the Democratic presidential nomination. Don't be surprised if it happens. You heard it here first. In the meantime, we have the Republicans. Ah, those grand Republicans who rescued America under Ronald Reagan. Remember that, folks? It was Ronald Reagan who was going to save America. He was going to bust up the socialist welfare state and close America's borders and did just the opposite. He did just the opposite. Now, if you point that out to a lot of Republicans, they get mad at you. They say, you must be a communist. No, no, no. Just a truth teller. It doesn't hurt to talk about it here in this network because you can't handle the truth. That's a good thing. That's why RBN is here. And if you are an RBN listener, I hope you also patronize RBN's advertisers and patronize RBN as well, because if you ever do check out the website above and beyond listening to the various programs on the network, you can find a lot of good and interesting and helpful books, materials, and other items that might just make your life a little better. So make it a habit, not just to tune in to RBN to listen to what we have to say in this network, but check out the website. Patronize RBN and also patronize our advertisers. Speaking of which, we are going to a break here in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. So do listen to what our sponsors have to say. You may actually learn something. When we come back, a few more comments, and then we'll go to your calls. You can call in here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned, folks.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Be like they are. Come on, baby.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, take my hand.
Don't feel the reaper.
We'll be able to fly.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, I'm your man. La, 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 la.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I was talking to a friend of mine today who has this occasional, I don't know if he dates occasionally, this woman who describes herself as a militant Zionist. A militant Zionist. This woman actually says that she will never feel safe living in America unless there's a state of Israel to which she can go to. Now, this is a woman born in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. In this country in which the Jews reign supreme. This country in which the Jews thrive, in which their political choices for office are invariably elected, and those who even dare to cross Jewish interests are promptly thrown out of office or imprisoned like Jim Trafficant. But this woman, this militant Zionist, who incidentally considers herself a liberal, but she is backing John McCain for president. My friend was, like, confused when I said to him, well, I said, your militant Zionist friend is probably backing McCain for president, isn't she? And my friend said, well, how did you know that? In a voice like that. How did you know that? And I said, well, of course she is. He seemed amazed that I could understand the fact that she would be backing John McCain for president. But in any case, I said to my friend, this militant Zionist friend of yours, I said, she should be made to live in a war zone. She should be made to live in a refugee camp, like the Palestinians live, or in the refugee status, the refugee camps for the Iraqi people have been driven out of their homes. You know, here's this woman sitting safe over here in the United States, to which she doesn't obviously owe her first loyalty. Sitting over here making bundles of money as a professional woman, yet glorifying the state of Israel and demanding that American boys and girls, American men and women, our regular troops and our National Guards people, be dispatched to the Middle East to fight Israel's wars, first destroying Iraq and making life hell for the people of that once thriving republic, and now she wants to see the United States go after Iran. And she wants to see, really, let's face it, she wants to see Americans murdered if that's what it takes to destroy this perceived enemy of Iran. Folks, what are we going to do about traitors like this, disloyal Americans like this? This woman calls herself a militant Zionist, and she wants our country, our resources, our men and women, our boys and girls to do her bidding, to satisfy her hysterical Jewish Talmudist Zionist desires of a global planet. I should say a global plantation, a Jewish utopia in which the state of Israel reigns as a spiritual center. That's the New World Order, folks. It's not very difficult. It is not difficult at all to pinpoint who the people are who are promoting the New World Order. Their rhetoric can be heard very simply by turning to the pages of the Weekly Standard magazine or National Review magazine, or sadly even today an old-fashioned conservative publication known as Human Events, which has since gone over to the other side, or look in the pages of the Wall Street Journal or Commentary magazine published by the American Jewish Committee or Fox News. It's very simple, folks. There's no mystery here. These people aren't, if they are secret members of the Illuminati or a German death cult or some other organization, which I don't know about, they may be not members of any of them, but they are certainly touting the propaganda line of the forces that do desire a new world order. Some of them call themselves militant Zionists, as this bloodthirsty, warmongering Jewish woman does. Others don't use that terminology. Others are more roundabout. But the ideology and the intent is very clear, and I can tell you I don't like either. It's spawned from a book called The Talmud. If you don't know what The Talmud is, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know. Just type in the words Talmud Unmasked in Google. You can find out all about the Talmud. It's a pretty dirty, rotten book. Obscene garbage. But it is the book that guides the New World Order philosophy, folks. All you need to know about the New World Order. But we're going to the break. If you want to call in here, now's the time to do it. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a full contingent of callers here. Going to go right to them in a moment, but I think something very interesting to note. There is a Republican conservative congressman, Peter King of New York. He's a professional Irishman. He is also one of the leading pro-life Republicans. He's anti-abortion. But you know who he wants to be? John McCain's vice presidential running mate, Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. He says, this is Mr. King talking. I have a 100% pro-life voting record, and I want a pro-life president elected. But he says that social conservatives are destined for disaster by insisting that McCain choose a less popular running mate, thereby risking defeat solely because he or she is ardently pro-life. Mr. King supports Joe Lieberman, even though the Democrat-turned-independent supports abortion rights. King says John McCain has to choose the best vice presidential candidate to get elected. On anti-terrorism, there's nobody better than Joe Lieberman, and that includes John McCain. And he's strong on family values, too. Well, I've always said Peter King is a traitor to our Irish race because of his slavish support for Israel, which has been a hallmark of his congressional career. And now this just absolutely goes to prove it. He's just tripping over his shoestrings and tripping over his tongue, licking the boots of Joe Lieberman and promoting Lieberman for the Republican vice presidential nomination. But I'll tell you what, I still think it's going to happen. Precisely because of people like Republican Peter King. That having been said, let's go to the calls. We're going to go to Mike calling from Texas. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Michael. Enjoying the program. I wanted to tell you a little story. I'm a member of a small, obscure group, Christians for Jesus.
Okay. You say you're a member of this group?
Yeah, a member of very small.
Christians for Jesus. I'm beginning to think that group is getting smaller and smaller all the time.
Yeah, it seems like most Christians have Judeo as their first name.
Uh-huh.
And their behavior and allegiance follows suit, finally.
It's sad, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I remember when I was growing up and sitting in the... And the preachers at the time were, I think, true to the word, to the New Testament, saying that, the Old Testament essentially was dead. And I remember hearing those words over and over again, and that it was a reference for history. And I just don't think that the churches today, have that salt any longer. And so I'm just one of the few to claim that I'm a Christian for Jesus. And I wanted to make that statement. And I wanted to tell you about a little story. I wanted to test, what the state of Israel's or, our Jewish brothers and sisters that need salvation, what their position was on Christians proselytizing for Jesus in Israel. And so a while back, I wrote the United States Embassy in Israel, and I said that myself and close friends were interested in traveling to Israel to proselytize for Jesus Christ on the streets of Israel. And could they give me any help or assistance in that endeavor? And the response that I got back was that if I were to do that I would likely be attacked and arrested.
That's our own U.S. Embassy in Israel telling you that you would be, quote-unquote, attacked or arrested by people in Israel.
Right, by our Jewish brothers and sisters who need salvation.
Well, and, I do have to give credit where credit is due. At least our U.S. Embassy there told you the truth, but that's something that you're not going to hear about in the mass media in this country.
Well, it wasn't a surprise to me, but it was something that I felt like I needed to test, and it was a sad moment when I read that response, especially given all the treasure and blood that our Judeo-Christian brothers and sisters in our country are spilling for those that are in real betrayal. Towards Christians.
You know, Mike, it's very interesting that your call, because you reminded me of something that I referenced the other day in an address I gave to a Christian group here in Washington, but I didn't really elaborate on it, but I've mentioned it here in this program. I grew up in a household which was basically without religion. I did go to Sunday school, on a semi-regular basis over a period while I was growing up, but only when I was relatively small. So we weren't a religious family at all. But, it's kind of interesting. By the time I started taking note of religious philosophy on a grander scale, I believed during my high school years and probably well into my early 20s, that conventional Christian ideology was in fact this insane, unbiblical, chronologically inaccurate 18th century heresy known as dispensationalism. This crap that's preached by the late Jerry Falwell, now in hell, and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye and Ron Parsley and John Hagee and the whole gang. I honest to God believed, because of the constant exposure of these people on television, that they represented real Christian philosophy and real Christian theology. It wasn't until I got to know some real Christian ministers like Reverend Dale Crowley here in the Washington, D.C. area, that I was educated to learn that that wasn't the mainstream Christian philosophy at all. So just imagine how many other people, and I'm a pretty smart guy, if I do say so myself, so just imagine how many other young people in America were so blinded and so misled during that period when we were growing up. That says a lot to me, because if they could pull the wool over my eyes, how many other people had the wool pulled over their eyes?
Yeah, and I just saw a transformation, as I had mentioned earlier, that back in the 70s when I was growing up and listening to the pastors of the churches I attended with my parents, that, there was real salt in the message as it relates to salvation and, you know, man's relationship directly with God. And that does not exist, you know, within the context of the Jewish faith. And I think it was really through Christ, and I'm a red word Christian. I'm a Christian for Jesus. And that's a narrow path.
Thomas Jefferson was a red letter man. And that's the guy who wrote our Declaration of Independence. So that tells you a lot of things about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mike,
let me tell you a little.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got to move on here a minute, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, just a contemporary reference. I was in a grocery store. I'm in Austin, Texas. And this particular grocery store is owned by a supposed Christian. And we've now got a kosher deli with a rabbinic Jewish person behind the counter in his dress, and I have no animosity towards them in any way. But it's just I'm ready to do a new test and see, you know, will this grocery store be willing to hang a cross as well, you know, in the deli area. And, you know, I hadn't been in that grocery store in a while. It's H-E-B, and this particular store on the west side of Austin. And I just saw the blank look on the customers' faces as this deli has been put in. it's a shock. And so, you know, the takeover is ever pervasive, as you've talked about.
Yeah.
And it's just a slow creeping thing. And,
I'm laughing, but it's not funny. Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to laugh, but we have to act also. And I know you're laughing in strength, and and that's the same strength that I feel, and you know, that's why I made that effort to test how a Christian might be received on the streets of Israel, proselytizing the message of Christ.
Well, let us know what happens if you make that request that they hang a cross up near the deli.
I certainly will, Michael.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call. Very interesting phone call. Makes one think. All right, let's go to Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Mike, how's it going?
How's it going, Bill?
Mike, it's going fine. It's a 5-year prison sentence for trying to proselytize a Jew in Israel. You will be spit on if you try to proselytize a Jew in Israel. In fact, one of the ministers there, I think it was the foreign minister, Peretz, he frequently warns Israelis in the Haaretz not to stop spitting on Christians, who are just to stop spitting on Christians, not even those Christians that are trying to proselytize, but Armenian priests and Greek Orthodox priests and what have you. I wanted to mention that to you.
Yes, I have actually read articles that is considered kind of a, I don't know if
it's
the word is sporadic, kind of a regular problem that oftentimes Jewish rabbinical students will spit on Christian priests.
Right. Yeah, it's an act of piety.
And Christian ministers, yes.
In fact, they're obligated to do that, Mike. The reality is this, Mike. For 1,500 years, there was one force that was able to contain the Jew, and that was the Catholic Church.
That's right.
And they kept them locked in caged ghettos for the safety of mankind. And Martin Luther, allied with the Jews for some time, thought he could convert them, and later was betrayed by them. But the damage was done. They were released from their ghettos, and the 30-year war, we've been in Iraq 6 years. Imagine a 30-year war. It crippled the power in Germany, the German Empire, and ultimately led to the French Revolution, and the rest is history. They were unleashed from their ghettos. That is the reality. A couple of things for you, Mike. It's a good show tonight, too, by the way.
Thank you.
That term, I think it was Michael Wiener Savage that came out with that term, Islamo-fascists. And it's time we start labeling them Judeo-fascists or Zio-fascists.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
It's just time to counter and fight fire with fire. As Paul Warburger testified to the Senate, I think it was in 42, we will have world government. The only question is whether or not that will be achieved by consent or by conquest. It's time for people to wake the hell up. This has been part of their plan. That was 60 freaking years ago, 65 years ago. As far as Iran goes, Mike, that's the largest population of Jews outside of Israel in that area, in the continent of Euro-Asia. 40,000 Persian Jews live in Iran in peace. They practice their faith. There are 20 synagogues in Tehran alone, a Jewish hospital, lots of delis, the whole nine. In fact, many families turn down $30,000 to emigrate to Israel. They're happy there, and they're treated very well and live amongst 250,000 Assyrian Christians. So to my main points, what I wanted to get to is this. As far as the voting goes, unless Ron Paul runs on the ticket with Jesse Ventura, I'm just going to vote on my ticket or write in 9/11 was an inside job or a Zionist job. Secondly, I saw an amazing video on YouTube, part of what I wanted to talk to you about. A fella in Pasadena, California, lived in a little cottage, got tired of paying his water bill to water his lawn and started to farm one-fifth of an acre. He produced 6,000 pounds of produce, edible produce, last year. Just an amazing video. It was on YouTube out in Pasadena. Just incredible. Really,
what,
really.
How big a space did he have?
One-fifth of an acre, Mike.
One-fifth of an acre?
One-fifth of an acre. It's inspiring. I have a little garden with a few tomato plants and cucumbers and zucchini carrots and what have you, and I'll tell you what, this inspired me. It absolutely inspired me. One-fifth of an acre, 6,000 pounds of produce.
I can believe that. There used to be a family who did a small level of gardening, and they produced an extraordinary amount.
Yeah, if you do it right.
Most of that they produce for their own use.
Right, exactly, if you do it right. Gaza is a concentration camp, Mike. It's not a refugee camp. It's a concentration camp. Let's call it what it is, and that is what it is. And those that have lived under apartheid, Archbishop Desmond Tutu and others, 27 German Catholic priests, recently visited there, and they compared it to a Holocaust. It's a modern-day Holocaust. Gaza is a concentration camp, and we can't mince words. It is what it is. So
it's a pretty dirty situation over there, and it's not getting any better.
It's a concentration camp. It is what it is.
All the work of Israel and Israel's supporters in this country, including these phony Christians we've been talking
about. Exactly. Judeo and Christian, That's an oxymoron, if there ever was. Okay, let's face it, and you had mentioned the Talmud earlier, but yeah, those are diametrically opposed to one another, and always have been, until, you know, 99% of these Christian denominations are Judaized, and have been Judaized. They're save but a few. Your last caller, maybe some traditional Catholic sects, but outside of it, that's it. I mean, it's almost game, set, and match at this point. So, you guys,
that's been the whole process.
I'm sorry.
That's been the whole process. Infiltration,
subversion.
And subversion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It happened in Vatican II. It's happened in all of these other denominations as well. They've infiltrated, and they'll tie you up in legal battles if you step outside of the lines. So, you know, we're in a battle, and I think it's time to bullhorn them and let these people know, you know what, we're not going to stand for it anymore. This is the United States of America, not the United States of Israel, and we've had it. We have had it.
Bill, I couldn't say it better myself. Well, we're going to the break. Thanks for your call, Bill. We'll squeeze in one more caller when we come back, so stay tuned, folks. It's Michael Collins Piper. Good call from Bill in Ohio.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. We've got one more caller we can squeeze in. We've got Steve from Chicago. Steve, what's going on out there?
Yes, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Are you familiar with any of these cyber jihad surveillance units, the Intel Center run by Ben Parasite Vensky, or the Site Intel Group run by Rita Katz and Josh Devon?
What did you ask about those sites? I'm not sure I didn't get your question.
Well, are you aware that these people are the ones that provide the Bin Laden addresses? They're the if you try to go back to the origination of these Bin Laden tapes, whether they're audio or visual.
Oh, okay. Yes, as a matter. Yeah, you know. Also, there's a couple other sites out there that are frequently cited in the media. They're the ones who always provide the translations of these various things. So basically what you have a bunch of American Jews who are probably Mossad operatives working with the Israeli Mossad, telling Americans what Bin Laden said or what their particular evil Arab flavor of the week happened to say.
Excellent, Michael, because they admitted it in the German news magazine Der Spiegel. They laughingly call themselves Mossad Central.
Do they really? Interesting.
Yes, they do. And as you said, they're agents of influence. They're influence agents. You know, this one Rita Katz, she said her father was executed in Iraq, and so she fled to Israel. She says she dresses up in a burqa and goes back into Iraq and collects all the rumors and everything and brings it back. She says she's non-profit, and she's got a site, Search for International Terrorist Entities. But she can't tell you what her source of income, what keeps the operation going.
They've got people combing the Internet at all hours of the day and night. They've got people in chat rooms. They've got people. I have to give credit where credit is due. These people are determined, they are energetic, and they've got probably trillions of dollars at their disposal. And poor little newspapers like American Free Press and networks like Republic Broadcasting .org, you know, we just kind of make our way along thanks to grassroots Americans and other peoples around the world, and yet we're up against billions and trillions of dollars and one of the most evil intelligence systems ever concocted on the face of this planet.
Well, Michael, you have a good weekend. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for that information, Stephen. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah, that's something people need to keep an eye on. You know, when we see all this stuff cited in the media that's supposedly coming from Bin Laden and from all these other places, it's coming right out of Israel is where it's coming from.
And you know, the thing is, they give the raw data, but then they give their own analysis. So they're colored, or they're, prejudicing or biasing whatever the account is. And as a matter of fact, that Rita Katz, she was bragging. She says, I'm an agitator, too.
Oh, she's not unbiased then, okay.
No. She's an agitator.
Well, I guess I'm an agitator, too, and so are you, Steve.
Right.
All right. Thanks for your call. That's our Chicago correspondent, Steve. All right, folks. We're running out of time here. Good show tonight. Thanks to the callers. Apologies to those other fellas, Dave in Massachusetts and Keith in Indiana. We couldn't get them up here tonight, but we'll be here next week, God willing, folks. Now stay tuned for good programming ahead right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Have a good weekend. Are you